I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. If you think about it, a superhero story is kind of an immigrant story. It's the story of someone who's struggling to fit in. Gene Luen Yang set out to explore that theme in his new book, The Shadow Hero. His graphic novel resurrects a Golden Age comic book hero known as the Green Turtle. That masked man is thought to be the very first Asian American superhero, created by the late cartoonist Chu Hing. But the Green Turtle lacked one important thing that all superheroes need, an origin story. And Yang was just the right guy to create one.
I'm a lifelong superhero fan. I grew up reading superhero comics. And I really believe that superheroes are quintessentially American. You know, they were created in America. They were invented in America. They're most popular in America. And in a lot of ways, they embody American ideals. And if you look carefully at the narrative conventions within this genre, it's really deeply embedded with the immigrant experience. You know, the creators
stranger,
of Batman,
somebody,
Superman.
Yeah, stranger coming somewhere and trying to adapt and kind of figure out his or her place there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The creators of all the major superheroes, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, the Hulk, they were all the children of immigrants. And if you look at Superman, who's the prototypical superhero, he is pretty much an immigrant. His parents sent him to America to have a better life. And he has these two different cultures that he has to negotiate. He has Kryptonian culture and American culture. He has two different names. He has an alien name with a hyphen in it. And he has this American name, Clark Kent. So, you know, just within his origin, within who he is, he's like not only the prototypical superhero, he's also the prototypical immigrant.
So how did you make the Green Turtle's story special and unique to Asian Americans?
You know, I think if you look at Superman and Batman and Spider-Man, the immigrant's experience is embedded within there, but it's subtext. You know, it's not explicit. And I wanted to bring that out. I wanted to make that explicit. So the Green Turtle gave me an opportunity to do this because Chu Hing never got around to telling that origin story. So I just thought there was a lot to play with there. I wanted to establish this hero as the first Asian American hero.
And you sort of place his story in a Chinatown, and you also give him a kind of tiger mom mother. Was that intentional?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I worked with a friend of mine named Sunny Liu on it, so I only did the story. Sunny is an amazing cartoonist, and he did all of the art. But Sunny and I, we actually started on this project before the infamous Tiger Mom article came out in the Wall Street Journal. And I remember reading that and thinking, oh my gosh, we need to get this done because we're missing out on this cultural moment, right? We're missing out on throwing our voices into this conversation. But like with a lot of my work, what I'm interested in is taking stereotypes and undermining them by fleshing them out. So I wanted Hank's mother, the main character's mother, to start off like the stereotypical Tiger's mom. And then I hope by the end of the story that we move her beyond that.
Give our listeners a thumbnail sketch of your story, of the Green Turtle story that you've written.
The main character's name is Hank Chu. He's a Chinese-American teenager growing up in 1930s Chinatown. And all he really wants is to take over his family's business. His father runs a grocery store right in the middle of Chinatown. And he feels very safe and very secure there. But then one day his mom meets a character called the Anchor of Justice, who's basically our Superman stand-in. And she's so fascinated by this idea of superheroes that she wants her son to become a superhero. So she begins plotting to make her son into a superhero. And eventually, Hank embraces that role for himself. So we really wanted, Sunny and I really wanted to use superheroes as a way of talking about how people become immigrants. I think, you know, I'm the child of immigrants, and I think in a lot of ways, you know, my parents chose for me to become an American. Those were choices that were made before I was even born. And at some point, that ideal became my own. At some point, I wanted to be a part of America as well. So I wanted Hank to go through that in the same way, only with superheroes instead of being an American.
Gene, at what age did you get into superheroes and comic books?
I bought my first comic in the fifth grade. My mom took me to our local bookstore. The comic that I wanted to buy was a Marvel team-up starring The Thing, who's this big rock monster, and Rom the Space Knight, who's a superhero that looks like a robot. But my mom thought those two characters looked too scary, so she bought me a Superman comic instead. And that Superman comic blew my mind. I've been obsessed with comics ever since.
So you have resurrected what may be the first Asian American superhero, the Green Turtle. How many Asian American superheroes are out there today?
There are more and more now. I grew up in the 80s, and back then, there were maybe just a handful. You know, the X-Men tend to be fairly diverse, and there was Jubilee, who was a Chinese-American girl who grew up in Southern California, and she really seemed like somebody I would have hung out with in high school, so I always loved her character. And then there was also Psylocke, who started off British, but she was kidnapped by these ninjas and given an Asian body. So I kind of count her as well. So there were just a handful when I was growing up. But nowadays, there are a decent number. I think both Marvel and DC, the two major superhero comics publishing companies, have made a lot of strides towards diversity. But, you know, I don't think American comics yet reflect the diversity of our world. But they're getting there.
Now, I have to ask, you yourself wanted to go into a field that wasn't terribly traditional for Asian Americans. Did you meet resistance from your own parents?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially my dad. I think my mom has artistic inclinations. She was more understanding. My dad is very practical. You know, he has a very practical sensibility. He has a very practical approach to life. And he really basically wanted me to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. And now that I'm an adult, now that I have kids of my own, I can see where he's coming from. You know, making money from art is a very difficult thing. And I think my dad just really wanted me to stay away from heartache, you know, and pain. But at the same time, we've come to an agreement on that issue, my dad and I. So it's nice now. He's really supportive of what I do now.
So you've done this book, The Shadow Hero, Reviving the Green Turtle. Will you do more episodes of The Green Turtle and produce more stories and adventures for him?
I would love to. I think he's a very rich character, but a lot of that depends on Sonny. If Sonny's willing to continue to work with me, a lot of that depends on our publisher, and a lot of that depends on how this first book does.
Gene Luen Yang is the author of a number of graphic novels. His latest is The Shadow Hero, which resurrects the story of the earliest known Asian American superhero, the Green Turtle. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you.